Okay, we're on Tzadik Vav Amid Beis. Tana Rabbanan. Mekoshe Zetzlachot. Vechein hu omer, vayu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, vayim tzu ish. Ulahalan hu omer, avinu meis b'midbar. So the Mekoshe, even though the Torah doesn't identify him, who this Mechal Shabbos was, so Chazal say it was Slavchot. How do we know? Because of Gzeres Shavah. It says, vayu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, and it says, avinu meis b'midbar. Malahalan slavchad afkan slavchad div Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Omer lo Rabbi Yehuda and Beseira. Akiva ben kach u ben kach ato osad litin es adim. Whether you're right or wrong, you're going to have to answer for this. Im kidvorech a Torah kisosov ato megalo. So if you're right, the Torah hid it, didn't identify slavchad, and you're identifying him. The im lav ato motzi laz al oso tzadik. And if, what's it called? And if you're wrong, then your motzi laz on slavchad that he was mechal Shabbos. Rashi, no Rashi. Okay. Ve'eloha gomar gzeres shava. L'maisa Rabbi Akiva had a gzeres shava. Right. So it's as if the Torah was megala it. Gzeres shava lo gomar. So the pasuk shot is that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira didn't learn that gzeres shava. And Tosus explains, so then why didn't he learn it from Yakiva? You can't have a Gzeres Shavah unless you're Makabal it from your Rebbe. So why wasn't he Makabal from Rebbe Akiva? Well, he was Makabal from his Rebbe. So Tosus says they had a number of Gzeres Shavahs that there were. And he learned from his Rebbe all of them that were used up. So he couldn't accept Rebbe Akiva's Mesorah. And others say Gzeres Shavah lo Gomar is that Rabbi Akiva didn't really have a Gzeres Shavah here. It wasn't a real full Gzeres Shavah that you could say that it was Mamish, a Toradik Gzeres Shavah. He just learned Remez from the fact that it said Midbar here and Midbar here. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Mesera didn't learn that way. It wasn't a real Gzeres Shavah. The Elaha Gomer Gzeres Shavah, and Kain Loki Sasso a Torah. So Gzeres Shavah, then the Torah didn't hide it. The Havi Lekim Mefurish. Gzeres Shavah is like Mefurish in the Torah. The Mashani Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira lo Gomra. The Ein Adam Don Gzeres Shavah Miasno. He didn't learn that Gzeres Shavah from his Rebbe, and he couldn't learn it on himself. And he couldn't even learn it from Rabbi Akiva, like Tosa says, because he used up all his Gzeres Shavahs for what he learned from his Rebbe. Okay. Could be also, the Machlokas over here is Gzeres Shavah lo Gomar could mean, there's a shaila whether what's considered mefurish in the Torah. Is Gzeres Shavah considered mefurish in the Torah? Or Gzeres Shavah is considered still something that's only not midrabban, it's midivrei sofrim. It's not mefurish by Torah. So it could be Rabbi Akiva held that's mefurish by Torah. It's if the Torah said beferish, it was slavchad. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira held it's not mefurish by Torah. Right, we learn it out, but that's not called mefurish, and therefore the Torah hid it in the Gzeres Shavah. That's not Gzeres Shavah lo Gomar. He didn't learn the Gzeres Shavah to be mefurish by Torah, and therefore he held you're not allowed to be megalin monavshah. Ela mehecha have according to Rabbi Yehuda Mesera that slavchad was not the mekoshesh, right? So what did slavchad die from? What chait did he have? How many chatoyim were there in the midbar? Where it says, "Mi ve'apilu havi," he was from the Mapilim, right? The people after the Chet Meraglim that said they're going to go now and conquer Eretz Israel, even though Moshe Rabbeinu told them, now that's not Ratzon Hashem, and that's not as bad as Chilul Shabbos. And also, they thought that that's what they had to do. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu said don't go, they had to go, but Dafkin go right against Moshe Rabbeinu, and that was the kapara for the Chet Meraglim. They made a mistake. They didn't realize that that's not the way to do things. Ve'elu Rabbi Yehuda mehechan havi beizah chet meis dechsi becheto meis mivyapilu vayapilu lalos shelo hirshia kol kach kechilul Shabbos. It wasn't as bad as Chilul Shabbos, and therefore it's not a terrible thing to identify slavchad as one of the mapilim. Kiyotze bedovrata omer vayichar af Hashem bom vayelech. Right, the Rabbanu Shalom got angry at both Miriam and Aaron, and his presence left there, and then Miriam became a Metzora. Melamed Sha'af Aaron Nitzora. We learn from here that even Aaron became Metzora, even though it doesn't say Beferish in the Pasuk, but it says, Vayichar Af Hashem Bom, both of them, plural. Diver Rabbi Akiva. Omer lo Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Akiva ben kach uben kach ato asid litin es adin. With your right or wrong, you're going to have to pay for this. Why? Im kidvarecha Torah kisoso v'yata megaloso. If you're right that Aaron also became Mitzora, why are you publicizing it? The Torah hid it. V'im lav ato motzi lazal osu tzadik. And if you're wrong, then you're being motzi laz, you're saying something not right, derogatory about Aaron HaKohen. He became a Mitzora after the mice of Miriam. I ve'elohaksi bom, says bom, v'yichraf Hashem bom, and we know that Miriam became a Mitzora, and therefore it seems to reason that Aaron the same thing. Where it says, ahu ben azifa bi'alma. No, the Rabbanu Shalom was manzif, castigated both of them. But only one of them, only Miriam, actually became a Mitzoras. Tanya commander Omer af Aaron Nitzdara. There's a brisa that says, like Rabbi Akiva, that Aaron also became a Mitzora. The Siva Ifan Aaron al Miriam, Vihine Mitzoras. Tana Shapana Mitzaraso. He turned to, or did he turn away from? He turned away from his own Tzaras and realized that Miriam was also a Mitzora. Rashi. Shapana Mitzaraso, Kodem Kidem Vinisrapa. Was healed from his Tzaras, and he turned away from his Tzaras, and then saw that Miriam was still a Mitzora. And the question is, why Aaron, Lemaisa, was healed, and Miriam wasn't? So some say because Aaron didn't start up. Miriam was the one who instigated the whole thing. Aaron was just listened to the Lashon Hara. He didn't instigate. So his was less of a chet. And others say, because it says if you have Tzoras, if you spoke Lashon Hara, there's a takana of learning Torah. That only helps for men. It doesn't help for women. So Aaron had this Chus HaTorah that helped him to, become healed right away or not to become Mitzora. But Miriam didn't have that Chus, so she had to become a Mitzora. Okay. Omer Eish Lakish. HaChoshed B'ksherim Loke B'gufo. Person who suspects, don't throw it off. Put it on. Okay. A person who's suspects somebody wrongly, he himself gets punished. It's a simple meaning. You see, the hein lo yaminuli, Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Rabbanu Shem told him that he should go to Klal Yisrael and tell them that he's going to redeem them, and that he's the Goel. Moshe said, they won't believe me. They won't believe that you appeared to me. They'll think I'm making it up. The Galya Kami Kutchebrichu, the Mehemne Yisrael. And the Rabbanu Shalom knew they would believe. Omar lo, hein maminim b'nei maminim. They are maminim b'nei maminim. V'yato ein sof chalahamin. You're, in the end, not going to believe. Hein maminim d'chsiv ayamin ha'om b'nei maminim v'hemin b'ashem. Ata ein sof chalahamin. You're not going to believe. Shenemer yan lohem antem bi. Later on, Moshe Rabbeinu was accused by the Rabbanu Shem of not believing 100%, and that's why he was punished by Mei Meriva. Mimai Delaka, how do you know that he was punished for being Choshed B'Ksherim, for being Choshed Klal Yisrael, they wouldn't believe? D'chsiva Yom Rashem Lo Od, Hove No Yodcha B'Chekecha. He became a Metzora. He got Tzoras, that was one of the Simonim, but he had to suffer to prove to Klal Yisrael that what is his Shlichus with Emes. Rashi, v'hine yado mitzoras, haynud loke begufo. He got He got punished. Vayotzio v'hine yado, acher hayotzio mit. Oh, in Gerya. Okay, Omer Rava, v'isem Rabbi Yossi b'Reb Chanina, midah tova meheres lavo midas peronios. Good things not only happen in a greater midah than bad things, but they happen faster than bad things happen. First he took his hand out of his chest, and then it became tzoras. The ilu mita tova, when he put it back in, and it turned back to be healthy, from the time that already he was by his chest, it turned back, not when he took it out. So the mita tova, the going away, happened faster than the coming on. Vayivlo mata Aaron es matosam, another pasuk around the same parshios. Omer Belazar neis besoch neis. It says that Aaron's mata turned back into a staff, and then it swallowed the other ones, which is a double neis. Not only did it swallow all the other snakes, it swallowed the snakes when it became a staff again. Rashi. Neis besoch neis. No, vayotzov in yodo. Achar yitzia mitzoras kesholet. Once he took it out, it became tzoras. Uva mida tova ksiv mecheiko. Vihine shava. It became already healed from the tzoras before he took it out. Neis besoch neis. Lachar shechozer v'nasa mata balon. It swallowed up the other ones when it was a staff. Veloksu tanin, not when it was a snake. Veloksi vayivla tanin aron. But it says vayivla mate aron. Go on. Chori can bring a little bit of a raya from here that something that happens with a nace is the actual thing itself. In other words, it changes the metzias of the thing. Otherwise, it didn't have to say vayivla tanin aron. It was mate aron. Even after it turned to a snake, it was still mate aron. It didn't actually change into something else. It was a mate that looked like a snake. By slice, that when it was a snake, it was a real snake. Wasn't just a mate that looked like a snake. And therefore, what's it called? It would have to say, Vayivla Tanin Aaron, it wasn't mate Aaron, it would change it completely. Otherwise, Rashi's saying is not really true. Even though it was in the shape of a snake now, but it was what was originally mate Aaron, it's still called mate Aaron. By his choice, it wasn't called mate Aaron when it was a snake. And it was completely a change. Omar Rava, Visem Rab Yosef Rab Chanina, Mida. No, we don't read this already. Boy Rabba, Lamata miasora plige, ubaha plige, demar sovar, amrin and kluta kamisha huncha, umar sovar lo, amrin and kluta kamasha huncha, avalamala miasora divriakol potter, velo yalfin and zorik mimoshit. Let's see what's going on. The case is like this. Your maver from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, what's it called? Dalad Amas Lachor, in Rishus HaRabim, from what's it called? One Rishus HaYochid to another. The Akira and Hanochim were Rishus HaYochid, and the Havara was in Rishus HaRabim. Are you chayiv on that or not? So the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva holds your chayiv, and the Chachamim hold your potter. So what's the machlokus? So there's the machlokus, Lamata Miasara, and the machlokus is, do you say Kluta Kamishuncha, meaning that once it's in the Rishus HaRabim, so it's considered, even though it's passing through, you're carrying it through, but once the Rishus gets a hold of it, it's considered like it stopped. So it's like you took it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, and then you took it from Rishus HaRabim back to Rishus HaYochid. We'll see later that Svara Rabbi Kiva holds your Chayiv too. Because once you took it from Rishus HaYochid and you carried it through Rishus HaRabim, that's considered like it stopped in Rishus HaRabim. You don't need an actual Hanocha. The Rishus itself is collated. It grabs it. Right, it absorbs it. And then, carrying through Rishus HaRabim, getting through Rishus HaYochid, even though there's no Akira, but it's like there's an Akira. It's like there was a Hanoch and another Akira. Okay. And the Rabbanan don't hold of that. They don't hold of Klut Kamishuncha. You have to put it down in order to be Chayiv. You don't hold that the Rishus grabs it. But, Lamala Me'asora, even Rabbi Akiva would hold that if you passed it through, from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, higher than Asara Tvachim, where there's no more Rishus HaRabim, higher than Asara Tvachim is a Carmel, it's not a Rishus HaRabim anymore, because the Rishus HaRabim only extends up to Asara Tvachim. Everybody will hold you potter. Velo Yalfin and Zorek Mimoshit. On the here we're talking about Zorek. You threw something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. Okay, not you carrying it. Right, carrying it, we don't say Kluta. There is a different thing of what's it called, of Mahal Holech Ka Omnid. But the Mahalach Ka'omni. This is a throwing. You threw something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. So if it went less than 10 Tvachim high, so it's in Rishus HaRabim, passed through Rishus HaRabim, Rabbi Akiva holds, this is the first way of learning, that as soon as the Rishus grabbed it, it's considered like it's down on the ground. And then when it continued going, it's like it made a new Akira and a Hanoch in Rishus HaYochid. So therefore you're Chayiv, because Kluta Kamishu Huncha. Right, the Rishus grabbing it is like it's put it down. So you're mostly from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. The Rabbanan hold, you don't say Kluta Kamishuncha, since it's constantly moving, and it never stopped in Rishus HaRabim, so you never made an Akira in Rishus HaYochid and a Hanoch in Rishus HaRabim. Or an Akira in Rishus HaRabim and a Hanoch in Rishus HaYochid. You made Akira in Hanoch in Rishus HaYochid, and it never stopped in Rishus HaRabim, therefore you're not Chayiv. But if it would be Lamala Me'asara, if you threw it higher than 10 Tvachim, then it was never in Rishus HaRabim Bechlal. And everybody would hold your potter. And you don't learn Zorik mi Moshit. We learned before that if you, are Moshit something, higher than 10 Tvachim Rishus HaRabim, or you carry it, Mavir, higher than 10 Tvachim, you're Chayiv. Because that's the way that they carried the Aram. That's the way they carried the Kalim on their shoulders, which was higher than 10 Tvachim. So we don't learn, that's only by carrying. That's not by throwing. Throwing higher than 10 tefachim is not in Rishus HaRabim, and everybody holds your potter. Even Rabbi Akiva holds, you don't say Kluta, because it never was in Rishus HaRabim. Okay, so that's one way of learning. Higher than 10 tefachim, everybody holds your potter. If you throw from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, derech Rishus HaRabim, and it, within 10 tefachim, that's where the machlokas is. Do you say Kluta Kamisha Hunch or not? O Dilma, Lamala Miasara Plige. The machlokas is higher than 10 tefachim. Ubaha pligin. What's the machlokas revolve around? The mar sover yalfin and zorik mimoshit. Umar sover lo yalfin and zorik mimoshit. That the machlokas is that itself. Do you learn the halach of zorik from the halach of moshit? And just like moshit is chayiv, higher than 10 tefachim, right? From Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, derech Rishus HaRabim, even higher than 10 tefachim, because that's how they carried the aron. So too, throwing, even though they didn't throw kalim, but throwing is the same thing. If you throw something, even though it's higher than 10 tefachim, Rabbi Akiva holds you learn from Moshit, and the Chacham holds you don't learn from Moshit, and you're potter. Aval amata mi'asara divrei hakol chayiv. But less than a 10, everybody agrees you're chayiv. My taima, kluta kamishuncha. Everybody holds kluta kamishuncha dami. Right? And therefore, once the Rishus of Rishus HaRabim, which is less than 10 tefachim high, over the Rishus HaRabim, catches it, it's like it was a hanocha. And everybody holds of that. The machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and the Rabban, is only where it's higher than 10 tefachim. But within 10 tefachim, everybody holds klutu mishuncha. Rav Yosef, ha milsi boyele Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda had the same shaila. What is the machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan? Upashto niyele Rav HaMenuna meha. And Rav HaMenuna was poshet the shaila from the following. Mirshus HaYochid, Mirshus HaYochid, va'over Mirshus HaRabi Matzma. If you're going from Mirshus HaYochid to Mirshus HaYochid, and you pass through the Rishus HaRabim itself, meaning less than 10 tefachim, Rabbi Akiva Mechayiv v'chachamim potrim. Midika omer b'shus HaRabim atzmo pshita l'malam yasora plige. Right? Since it says b'shus HaRabim atzmo, it has to be less than 10 tefachim high. Because if it be higher than 10 tefachim, you wouldn't be in Rishus HaRabim atzmo. You'd be above the Rishus HaRabim. So it must be the machlokes is l'matam yasora. Uvimai. Right? What is it talking about over here? Where? How did you take this thing from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid derech Rishus HaRabim? You carried it or you threw it? Elaim b'mavir l'mata mi'asora hu d'mechayiv l'mala mi'asora lo mechayiv. Mavir is not potter if you do it higher than 10 tefachim. Right? V'omer b'lozer amosi mosi l'mala mi'asora chayiv shkei masa b'nikrahas. Everybody holds that if you carry something and it's higher than 10 tefachim in Rishus HaRabim, you're chayiv. Because that's the way they carried the Kalim of the Mishkan. Elala b'zorik. Must be talking over here where you threw it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid derech Rishus HaRabim. And if it passed through the Rishus HaRabim itself, meaning less than 10 tefachim, that's a machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. L'matu mi'asara hu d'mechayiv. L'mal mi'asara lo mechayiv. Shema minah b'kluta k'musha huncha plige. Shema minah. So that's a good raya. That this brisa, right, which says there's a machlokas, and it's talking dafka, less than 10 tefachim, and it has to be talking about zorik and not mavir, that it's a clear raya that the machlokas of Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan is dafka within 10 tefachim. But higher than 10 tefachim, everybody would hold your potter, because you don't learn zorik from Moshe. Okay. Upliga the Rebbe Lozer, and the what's it called? That this argues on Rebbe Lozer. According to what we just said now, Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan would agree that Lamala Miyasara, you're for sure potter. The only shaila is less than Asara and Klut to Kamisha Huncha. But Maver from Moshit, you don't learn. Right? Zorik from Moshit, you don't learn. Zorik from Moshit, you don't learn. Right? But Rabbi Lezer holds that Rabbi Akiva was Mechayiv, even Lamala Miyasara, because you do learn Zorik from Moshit. The Hodik Tani Rishus HaRabim Atzma, either Bryson says Rishus HaRabim Atzma, Lo Diacha Kochan Drabonin. That's to tell me that even though you brought it into the actual Rishus HaRabim, you weren't 10 Tvachim higher. Still the Rabbanan hold your potter. But Rabbi Akiva would hold your Chayiv even Lamala Miasara Tvachim. But the Chiddush over here is that even within Asara Tvachim, the Rabbanan say your potter. What's it called? And therefore, it would come out that their machlokus is on both cases. The machlokus is both in within 10 tefachim and higher than 10 tefachim. Rabbi Akiva holds, unlike what we said the original Shaila was. The original Shaila was that they argue even within 10 tefachim or only higher than 10 tefachim, right? But nobody held that they argue on both cases. Here, we have a mandiyamer who holds Rabbi Lezer that they're arguing on both cases. In other words, both lamala me'asara tefachim, they argue, and what's it called, within asara tefachim. Upligid Rabbi Chilkiya Bar Tuvi. This argues on Rabbi Chilkiya Bar Tuvi. Dom Rabbi Chilkiya Bar Tuvi, toh shlosha divri akol chayiv. If it's within three tefachim of the ground, everybody holds your chayiv. Because then, within three tefachim, you do say klut to kamisha huncha. Then you consider it like it rested on the ground. Lamala me'asara divri akol potter. Higher than 10 tefachim, everybody holds your potter because you don't learn Zorek from Moshit. And only Moshit is chayiv higher than 10 tefachim, not Zorek. Migimel v'ad yud, higher than 3 tefachim, but less than 10 tefachim. Bonel machlokus Rabbi Akiva Rabban. That's the machlokus. The Rabbi Akiva holds higher than 3 tefachim, you say klut to kamisha huncha, right? And the Rabbanan hold, if it's higher than 3 tefachim, you don't say klut to kamisha huncha. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a Braisa like Rabbi Chilkiya Bar Tuvi. B'soch Gimel Divrei Akol Chayev. Lamala Me'asara Einu Ela Mishum Shvus. Right? Higher than 10 Tefachim is not Rishus HaRabin. Therefore, if you throw from Rishus HaYachid Derech HaKarmelis to another Rishus HaYachid, right? So then, Im Hayu Rishuyah Shalom Mutter. If both Rishuyahs are his, two Rishus HaYachid, there's no Isur B'chlal. You're allowed to throw from a Rishus HaYachid that's yours to another Rishus HaYachid that's yours, derech higher than 10 tefachim in Rishus HaRabim, because only derech HaKarmelis, and there's no problem. It's not your Rishus, then you need an Eruv to be, what's it called? You're throwing from one Rishus into somebody else's Rishus HaYachid, and that's what's it called, and there's a Karmelis in between, so there can't be an Eruv, therefore you're not allowed to take from one Rishus HaYachid to somebody else's Rishus HaYachid without an Eruv. But if it's your rishuyos, then you're allowed to throw from rishus hayochid to rishus hayochid derech a karmelis, derech a higher than 10 tefachim. What is a makom p'tur, right, okay. The migimel v'as, all right. Rabbi Akiva mechayev v'chachon potrim. If it's from 3 tefachim till 10 tefachim, then Rabbi Akiva is mechayev and chachon mer potrim. Okay. Let's see Rashi. V'lo yalfinan zorek mimoshit. Shohaya ba'avodas halavim l'mala mi'asara mirshus hayochid, rishus hayochid, rishus haram be'emtza. We had before that if you're moshit from rishus hayochid to rishus hayochid derech rishus harabim, even l'mala mi'asara tefachim yichayet. The sefer, because that was the way they did in the Mishkan. The sefer, the Tani Azorik Potter, the Hamoshit Chayev Divrei Akolhi, and the sefer, which says Beferis, Zorik is Potter, Moshit is Chayev, goes according to everybody, according to this way of learning. O Dilma Lamala Miasora Plige, Umishum Hachi Plige. The Taka argue in this point whether you learned Zorik from Moshit or not. U Patri Rabbanan Dein Kan Avarishus Harabin, the Zorik Mi Moshit Lo Yalfinan. Rabbi Akiva Yolif. Rabbi Akiva does learn Zorik Mimoshit, the Sefer Rabbanan Kamrila. And then the Sefer of the Mishnah, which says you don't learn Zorik from Moshit, is only the Rabbanan, not Rabbi Akiva. The over Garcina, the over Bishus Harabim, Atzma, the low Garcina Bishus Beresha HaZorik. It doesn't say Beferish in this Bryce is Zorik. We have to deduce that it's talking about Zorik. The Homer of Elazar Bamatzni of the Olive Master of Nikahas the Aron, that Mavir, you're also Chayiv. What's it called in Rishus HaRabim, if you carry it higher than 10 tefachim, because that was Masa B'nei Kahas. Elala B'Zorik. So it can't be talking about Moshe, it can't be talking about Mavir, it must be talking about Zorik. Mairi Masnisa, Ki Masnisan. Diktoni B'Braisa Atzma, it says in the Braisa Atzma, you carried it in Rishus HaRabim, Mamish. Mashma, less than 10 tefachim. U'vahadu Mechayim, and that's what Rabbi Akiva says, Yechayim. Mishum de Nikla Tobi Aviro, Shal Rishus HaRabim. Because once it's niklat in the avir of the Rishus HaRabim, even lamala me'asara, right, you're chayiv. What's it called? Lamata me'asara, you're chayiv. That's what Rabbi Akiva says, you're chayiv. Lamala me'asara, the olive zorik mimoshi. Who pleaded Rabbi Chilkiya, or the Rabbi Lezer. What Rabbi Lezer says argues over Rabbi Chilkiya says. Rabbi Chilkiya says the following. Tosh lo shal divrei akol chayiv. If it's within three tefachim of the ground, you throw something, it's within three tvachim of the ground when it passes over Rishus HaRabim, afal gavdalo noach modukin emunach domi. Even though it didn't stop, it's considered like it stopped. Everybody holds that. Less than three tvachim. Lamaisa later on in Daf Kuf, there's a sheet of Rava who holds that even in Zorik, you need that it had to be noach on something, a mashahu, for a second. It's not enough to be three tvachim. Even three tvachim within the ground has to be noach on mashahu. So there's a machlokas between Rava and what's it called, and Rav Chilkia. Some Rishonim Paskin like Rav Chilkia, because there's a brisa that says like him, and some Paskin like Rava later on. But that's the Meiri says there's no real machlokas. It depends if you're chai because of Maver Dalet Amos or Motzim Rishus Lishus. Rav Chilkia is talking where you're Motzim Rishus Lishus. There, if it goes within three tvachim of the ground, you don't even have to have, it doesn't have to stop for a second. As long as it's within three tvachim, it's like it stopped, according to everybody. Rav is talking about Maver Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. There, in order to be chayiv, it has to, even if it's within three tvachim, it has to stop on something. Not a Dover Choshu, but something. Okay. Potter, Deloy Alfin and Zorik Mimoshi. Boden Machlokas, and Bekluta Kamisha Uncha. That's the Machlokas, with higher than three, but less than ten, the Machlokas is Kluta Kamisha Uncha. Mishum Shvus, Shizorik Mishus Al Rishus Chadeiro, Velo Mishum Hefzik Rishus HaRabim, Dehu Adin Nomi Im Hoysa Etzlo Ad Shiyarvu. Over here, the thing is not because you threw it through Rishus HaRabim. Right? The problem is, because it's higher than 10 Tvachim Rishus HaRabim. Problem is, not the same Rishus. You can't be Motzi from my Rishus to your Rishus HaYachid without an Erev. Vim Hoyu Shteim Rishus Shalo Mutter Lechatchila. Then it's Mutter Lechatchila. Shemar says, Omar Mar. Im Hoyu Rishuyo Shalo Mutter. If both Rishuyos HaYachid were his, then there's no problem of an Erev. You're allowed to throw from one to the other. Derech Lamala Me'asar in Rishus HaRabim. Morris says, Lema tavit yuv to the Rav, the Itmar, let's say it's the Kashan Rav, the Rav said, Shnei batim b'shnei tzidei Rishus HaRabim. You have two houses on two sides of the Rishus HaRabim, across the street from each other. Rav bar Rav Huna omar Rav, Osir lizrok mizeh lizeh. You're not allowed to throw, and they're both your houses. You're not allowed to throw from one house to the other through Rishus HaRabim. Ushmuel omar mutter lizrok mizeh lizeh. Shmuel says you're allowed to, right? So Lechora, we said that Rav said that you're allowed to. So Lechora, here we see that, I mean, what's it called? Here we see that it's a, right, who said that it's okay? No, before. Right, the Brisa said it. Tanya Namihochi. Hoy Yeshua Shalom, it's a Brisa. So how could Rav argue on a Brisa? Right? Rav, what's it called, said you're not allowed to do it. The Brisa says you're allowed to do it. Where it says, V'lav mi'okim ne'lahi k'gon de'midli chad u'mitosi chad. Zim ne'nofel v'osi lasuye. No, over there, the houses are not even. So one is higher, one's lower. And we're afraid you won't aim well, and it'll fall into Rishus HaRabim, and you'll end up carrying it in Rishus HaRabim. We're not so concerned that if it falls in Rishus HaRabim, you'll be chayiv in Issa Doraisa because you didn't have kavana that it should fall in Rishus HaRabim. You wanted it to fall in the house. So if it falls in Rishus HaRabim, you're still only in Issa Drabana because your kavana was that it should end somewhere else. So that's what's called Misasik, right? It's not like you wanted to throw the eight and it only went four or whatever. You're not chayiv. You didn't land where you wanted it to land. So Tosus says, therefore, that's not the problem over here. The problem over here is that when it'll fall into Rishus HaRabim, you'll then carry it to the place you wanted it to get. You'll forget, and you'll pick it up in Rishus HaRabim, carry it Arba Amos in Rishus HaRabim, or carry it into Rishus HaYochid. That'll be Nisr D'Raisa. So that's why it's Osir Midrabanan to throw from one to the other, because maybe you'll miss, and you'll end up being over Nisr D'Raisa. Omer Le Rav Chiz to the Rav HaMenuna. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. Osir Lizrok Zemizev, Afilu Hain Shalo, even if they both houses belong to him. Dimish Shalo, Lishal Chavero, Lohavi Shari Shmuel. Shmuel wouldn't have been matter to throw from one house to another. It couldn't be an Erev over here. There's a Rishus HaRabim in between. So it's without an Erev, you can't take from one person's Rishus to another person's Rishus. Lab mi okim the Be'erevin, the midli chad, the mitosi chad. The mitoch kach tzorech la'amin yodo mi gavol enomach. You need a better aim when you're not throwing on an even plane. Omi nomach le gavoa, torid ba. The Dilmalo Zorik al Hagag, maybe you won't end up hitting the roof. The no felicious rabbin. Vaosi la suye. Rashi says, Vahi noket vaosi la suye. The ilu mishum the felicious rabbin lekachi of chatas. The misasiku, etzel hotso. The loniskabin lizrog lishus rabbin. You'd intend it to fall in shus rabbin. It's only because you weren't, didn't have a good aim. So that, you wouldn't make a gzera because maybe an issur d'rabbanan will come out. But we made a gzera because maybe an issur d'oraisa will come out, you'll end up carrying it from shus rabbin. Omele Rav Chizda Rav HaMenuna. The Amri La Rav HaMenuna Rav Chizda. Minoha Milsa de Omer Rabbanan Kol Pachos Migimel Kalavadomi. Where do we learn the halachas of lavud? How do you know that less than three tvachim is considered like it's on the ground? Omer Leila Fishi Efshar La Rishus HaRab Meshitilakit V'malakit V'rhitni. First, the Gemara says, the reason is because it's impossible to plane and make the, what's it called, the Rishus HaRabim totally smooth. So therefore, the Rishus HaRabim extends up till three tvachim, because there are always obstructions in Rishus HaRabim that up until three tvachim, what's it called, you don't really remove them. They're not bothersome. And therefore, you plane off the Rishus HaRabim equally at the height of three tvachim. That's considered already the ground of Rishus HaRabim, because you can't plane it off, so it's an uneven surface, so you consider the surface from three tvachim and below. See Rashi, Lefishi Efshar. Anything that's less than three tvachim is bottled to the Rishus HaRabim. Omer lei svara, it's a svara. Lefishi efshar lahachlik Rishus HaRabim digabshushios. It's impossible to make the Rishus HaRabim totally level, to take away all of the high places in Rishus HaRabim. Kilu nilkotus malakit v'hitni, plain of Allah, a plain. V'hein b'shnei gavni kelim shal eitz u'barzel chad noz v'socho u'v'hen m'shava p'nei rochav ha'keresh u'machlika hilkot gabshush yosnomim rishus harabim. A plane, Rashi says, is made of two kelim, one that's metal and one that's wood. The metal one, the blade, fits in the wood, and that's how you plane a smooth out and a piece of wood. But you can't do that to Rishus HaRabim, and therefore, since it has to be an uneven surface, so you count the surface from the highest obstruction that's not a real obstruction, which means three tvachim. Higher than that, people take the rocks out, because people are going to trip over them. But anything till three tvachim, you leave there anyway, so that becomes the surface. So he says, that can't be the svara. Omar lei, ihachi gimel nami, if that's the case, then three tvachim also. Right, the su hadisnan hamishal sol defanos milmalo lamata imhem gavoyim mina arish shlosha tvachim psula hapachos migimel kasher. Right, that can't be the reason, because it applies also not just to the fact that the rishus harabim is considered a rishus harabim up till gimel tvachim. It's also that if you have a mechitza and it's higher than three tvachim off the ground, it's not a mechitza. If it's less than three tvachim, it's okay. Look over there; it has nothing to do with rishus harabim. Right, you can, in that little space under the mechitza, you can plane it out. You can level it off. It could be in your own house. So why is a mechitza that's within three tvachim of the ground considered on the ground? It has nothing. The svara doesn't apply over there. The Mor says no. That's another svara. Hasam haynu time mishum dahavi le mechitza shagdoyim bokim ba. Over there, when it's higher than three tvachim, so goats can get under it. That's Mavakal Mechitza. But less than three tvachim, a goat can't even get through it, and therefore it's considered closed. But not because of the same svara, a different svara. That anything less than a Mechitza, less than three tvachim to the ground, nothing can get under it, so it's considered closed. Samar says, Tainak Lamata, Lamala Ma'ika Lamemer. That's good for down, to tell me why a Mechitza that's within three tvachim of the ground is considered closed. But how about where it's high? Right? If you have a Mechitza that's 10 tvachim, and it's within three tvachim, right, of something else, right, so then it's considered also closed to that thing, right, even though many times you say gudasik, that goes up indefinitely once it's 10 tvachim. But the truth is that for certain things, you need it within 3 tvachim, and it's considered closed on the top two. Over there, that's not a svar of gedayim bokimbo, there's no svar at all like that. Elakol pachas mishlosha kelovidami hilchaso gemirala, right, it's halacha mishlosha misinai. Right, anything that's less than three tvachim is considered closed in any direction. Up, down, sideways, a space of less than three tvachim is considered closed. Okay? The shaila is considered closed that it's solid, or is considered closed like the two ends what's it called, meat, right? The nafka mina is whether you have enough area, right? If you count that as an area, or you don't count that at all, as if the thing is less than three tefachim smaller than it was to begin with. Okay, so that's a shaila legabi schach, whatever. You have two pieces of schach that are not puzzle, right? Not big enough to be puzzle by themselves, and there's an area of less than three tefachim between them. So does that area not exist, right? And it makes it as if those two things are one thing now. Or is that area considered closed? And therefore what? There's still not enough of a schach. Or is that area considered closed? If it's closed, then you have one big board that's now possible. Right? So that's a shaila, how love it works. Also the shaila of love it works l'chumra, only l'kula. So halacha l'moshe Sinai, that where you need, that these three tefachim shouldn't be considered, then l'kula we don't consider them. But if it's l'chumra, lavud, then we don't say lavud l'chumra. Because the halacha moshe Sinai was to make it better for you, not to make it less. What? Yeah, but that's an economy. That's right. That's legabe reshuyos. That's not a kula or a chumra. It could work out. But where the lavud itself is a chumra or a kula. Okay, Rashi. First of all, it's a svara, then why gimel? I could say bigger than gimel, maybe, but exactly gimel, why should that be different than a little bit less than gimel? It's also not something that people necessarily trip over. Right? You're making the sukkah walls, right? Klape mala, and you're building the walls up. So you're starting from the top and you're working your way down. So if you stop more than three tefachim of the ground, the mechitza is not a mechitza. If you make the mechitza within three tefachim of the ground, it's a mechitza. Mishal shel morid. Mishal shel means to put down. Im gavos min aris gimel tefachim psula, hapachos mi gimel ksheira. Damrinim lovel, kamisha nichbaf alehen, v'nishlamu ad lamata. Rashi says, the thing extends, as if it would extend down to the ground. Hachalav time of the tilakid, who here that svara of you can't plane off the Rishus HaRabim doesn't apply. Nirali doch yarsina, my ikalamin. What can you say in this case? Hasa mishum dahavile mechitza shagdoyim bokimbo. It's a different svara. But pachas mishlosha leka bikias gedoyim. Right? The reason that a mechitza that doesn't reach the ground is possible, because since goats can get under it, it's not a mechitza. But if goats can't get under it, it's less than three tvachim, then what's it called? Then it is a mechitza. We say lavod even on the top, not only on the bottom. Right? If you move the schach away from the walls, three tvachim it's possible. Within three tvachim, it's okay. There, the svar of gedayim bokimbo doesn't apply, and the svarim of malahakin birahitni doesn't apply. So the Gemara says, that what's it called, that it's a halacha l'moshe Sinai, that wherever you have a space of less than three tvachim, it's considered close.